The International Food Information Council Foundation's 2018 Food and Health Survey marks the 13th time the IFIC Foundation has surveyed American consumers to understand their perceptions, beliefs, and behaviors around food and food purchasing decisions. And guess what? Consumers are confused about food. Tamika Sims is the Director of Food Technology Communications for the IFIC Foundation, based in Washington, D.C. Tamika, welcome to the California Ag Today podcast.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
And Tamika, people are still confused about food?
Yes. So for the second year, we've seen the trend that consumers are confused based upon them getting information from a variety of resources, including friends and family members, but then also their healthcare providers, but also a number of resources come from social media and the news and reports from scientific studies. So their resources for getting information are quite diverse. And so it leads to a notable level of confusion when it comes down to making food and beverage purchase decisions.
So the IFIC Foundation is trying to demystify food for consumers, correct?
Yes. So at the International Food Information Council, we focus on developing resources on food science and food production and nutrition that are directed toward consumers. So if it's a scientific study that may be not easily readable for the general consumer, we'll dissect it a little bit and point consumers to the truth as far as how they can apply that information to their understanding of food.
Beside the surveys, how do you know what people are talking about? Are you looking at all the social media out there?
Yes, totally. So yeah, we'll follow what's happening in traditional and social media. So that includes Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and Pinterest and so on to get a feel for how consumers are talking about food, what consumers think about food, and what kind of foods they're looking for as well.
Yeah, and one area that people seem to be confused about is organic versus conventional. They think organic's cleaner, safer, and all that. Talk about how you set the record straight there.
Yeah, that's one that we can't seem to get enough of. We have to talk quite a bit about the differences and similarities as far as organic and conventionally grown fruits and vegetables go. We talk to consumers about how they're equally safe and equally nutritious, and that one is not superior to the other when it comes to food safety or nutrition. And so if you have access to either, feel free to enjoy both in an equal way.
Is the bottom line, let's eat more fruits and vegetables and don't worry?
Yes, definitely. Should not worry. Eating more fruits and vegetables, getting them in your diet, however it's easiest for you, is the best thing to do.
And you can find out more about the International Food Information Council Foundation and also download the surveys at foodinsight.org. That's foodinsight.org. Well, Tamika Sims, thanks for all you do in helping consumers understand food with the facts.
Thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast.
I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me. This has been great.